AI art is not real art. Support your local artists.
Get the portrait of a mantis railing you from an independent real life artist. Thank you. Look it up on Etsy, or maybe don't.
Please make that our intro right now. Document that right now. We're making that our intro. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome to Say Smut, a literary podcast for readers and non-readers.
Top of the morning to you. Thanks for coming by on this St. Patrick's Day, my favorite holiday. Who am I? Don't worry about it yet. That's Sarah, and she loves books.
Well, you should worry about it because she is a princess. That's Hope. She loves talking to me about books. Each episode, I break down the plots of some pretty wild books to Hope, who has not read them. You are a princess, a long-lost princess of Ireland.
That is not even remotely accurate.
Well, is that not the truth?
It is like technically the truth, but I wouldn't throw in long lost. I think me and like a majority of Americans who are Irish are probably Irish princesses.
Nice.
Well, I had to guess.
Either way, I'm following the green theme today. And I want you to know I say this a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. That this book is unlike anything we've done before.
Okay.
But I genuinely mean it this time.
Okay.
If I haven't meant it before, I mean it now. And I really think that this might be a fives across the board.
Ooh, we'll find out. I'm ready.
I know. This is my a harmful habit of wanting to overhype something. Mm-hmm. And I know that you love buying into that with me. But also the listener, okay, just know that like I think it's the best. I think Hope thinks it's going to be the best. But, you know, you manage your expectations where you want them.
Yeah. The world in which I hope inherently didn't think something was the best is like a bad world and not one we probably live in. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I am excited to tell you the title of this book because you don't even know it. I purposely kept it off the document you made. But it is Mating with the Mantis by MJ Edwards.
Good.
Excellent. And
good.
I think I have an expectations of how these monster shapeshifter type stories roll out. You know, we kind of have a formula we work with. Somebody either becomes human or they have extremely human-like features.
Sure.
I'm going to let you know right now, this is not a story about humans. This is okay. Not. This is not. But it is. But it's not.
I'm going to say without spoiling anything that based on my research, that leaves me with a lot of concern.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So first of all, content warning, sexual content and death of insects. So if either of those things bother you, first of all, you've come to the wrong podcast. Second of all,
we always talk about death of insects on this podcast.
I know. I know. Second of all, we ask that you proceed with caution. Mm-hmm. But on StoryGraph, it has a 2.25 and on Goodreads, it has a 2.39.
Now, feels criminally low with no information going in.
I absolutely know. And here's the thing. I know that I would typically rip apart a story like this and be like, they didn't explain this. They didn't explain that. But you should note that this book is told from a third person POV. Okay. So we talk about the main character as if we are the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. It is not like a firsthand experience. We're not even going to act like we're that close. It's very quirky and hilariously.
Narrator? Is that the word I'm looking for? Is that?
I don't know if that's what you're omnipotent.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about how they use that in religious songs. Like,
yeah. So like the power to it's like unlimited power to be able to do something. So when the author of a book or like the person narrating the story, the narrator is omnipotent, it means that they know everything that's going on with all the characters.
Yeah.
But they aren't actually there.
Yeah. I would say that's fairly true. But I think what I want to highlight more so is that like it's quirky written. It's quirkily quirk. It's written in a quirky sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to get this from some of MJ's writing when I tell you about the author. I took it directly from like the book's little end excerpt, you know, that they'll have it like about the author. And then it's like a couple paragraphs. So I just took it from there. And when you hear how she writes, just think about that. But for 26 pages, describing the things I'm about to describe to you.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's like real, not description where you want there to be description, but then description where there didn't need to be description, you know? Yes. So that's what kind of makes it, I think, quirky.
Yes. Fun.
So let me tell you about MJ Edwards. She is a writer, actress. MJ Edwards is a writer actress. She recently had her first gig in a toothpaste for dogs commercial and a four ball winning lotto player. She won 27 pounds. She is taking a creative writing class in the hope that one day she will get a genuine 5-star review. Until then, she promises to keep on writing to entertain the 2% of people who genuinely enjoy her books and the 98% of people who don't. She would like to thank her son, Richard, who recently paid for her car windscreen to be replaced after a man threw a guinea pig at it. R.I.P.
Oh, my. Oh, no.
I'm telling you,
Why would he do that?
I don't know. But every time you think you know where her writing is going to go, it just like left turn. So
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes. We are going to start with the disclaimer on one of the first pages that says that no mantises. Is that the plural for mantises?
I think technically it is mantises. Some people will say it is manted. I think manted is technically like a group, like a classification group of insects.
Got it.
So I think it's mantises, but really interchangeably, whichever one. I saw people use mantids or mantises, and who could care in this economy?
So, disclaimer at the top, no mantises were harmed in the writing of this book. The opening line, quote, have you ever seen a praying mantis and thought, oh, that one is mighty fine?
Not recently.
That is a mighty fine insect.
Not recently. I'm just going to be honest. No, not recently.
Well, that has been what Dr. Liberty J.T. Penningforth Lee III has thought since childhood.
Tell me more.
And we will continue for the rest of the book to talk about her as Dr. Penningforth Lee, which is like the most horrible name to try and say.
It's like
Penningforth Lee.
It's fun because it's like if AI made a British name.
Oh, yes, it is. And also the third, as if we've been handing out those names down from women to women.
Not even the first of these doctors.
No. But she has thought this since childhood, okay? And while she's an expert and highly respected in her field of mantis research, we're going to go way back to the first mantis love of her life, which was Gordon, okay?
Gordon. Tell me more about Gordon.
Gordon was her father's mantis, but really it became her own. He was like no other mantis Dr. Penningforth Lee had ever seen before. And to be honest, she really hadn't seen a mantis, but he was, quote, leafy green, like a green M&M with a long abdomen and big flappy wings and two front legs that bent and looked a bit like a nutcracker, end quote.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. That's valid.
And my thing is, like, I want to just, there's going to be a lot of mantises in this book. So I just thought I'd describe one off the top. So
sure. We can just assume that mantises will be similar.
Wherever Dr. Penningforth Lee went, Gordon went as well. So school, restaurants, the big game.
The big game.
they were attached at the hip. And people thought it was weird, but she didn't care, you know? They were meant for each other.
Do you think on or off leash for public sporting events?
Oh, I'm thinking in or out of cage. See, that's where my brain goes.
My brain immediately was like, probably in front pocket.
Well, we will talk about some placements of some mantises. I keep on wanting to go manti, and I know that's not it.
Nowhere in my research did manti ever come up.
So they couldn't be apart for anything other than death. One night, Gordon crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. So at this point, I would like you to give us some background on mantises, please.
Okay. Welcome to my research titled
Living on a Praying Mantis.
No.
I told Hope I'd been thinking of that title, and she just gave me this blank expression when I told her, and I was like, okay, we don't have to include that in the podcast. And then I did anyway. So what's your title? You're the professional.
Welcome to my research, alternatively named Strong, Usually Green, Independent Female Praying Mantises Don't Need No Man. Snap, 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 snaps. Thank you so much to the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, Joshua Cassidy, KUED, Science for PBS, University of Arizona Cooperative Extension, and the University of Missouri Integrated Pest Management for all of this information. Come on a journey.
I'm just gonna start snapping.
To learn about the praying mantis. So the humble praying mantis typically lives around 6 months in total when you take in its entire life cycle. So the whole cycle lasts between 10 and 12 months. Over this time, they develop from three stages, being egg, nymph, and adult. So like
nymph.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, my Greek mythology side likes that, but I didn't know that we called them nymphs.
Yeah, nymphs. Nice.
Okay.
A female praying mantis will lay weird, frothy egg piles after mating. I'm sorry. It's called an Uthica. I'm super sorry.
I love that word. Which word do you hate more? Uthica or
frothy pile?
Penning?
Frothy
no. pile. I was going to say penning. Wait, where's the word now? I can't think of. I have to like physically read the word. Penning forthly.
I like penning forthly much better than I like to think about Uthica? A frothy egg pile of Uthica.
I want to know the words though. Which one do you rather want to say? Uthica or penning forthly?
Penning Fourthly the third. Put some respect on that name.
Yeah.
Anyway, these piles contain several eggs, although the numbers estimated in all of my research swang wildly. So like some said as low as 10 eggs per little pile. Some just said up to 100 eggs. Maybe it's 100 eggs in total across different piles because it's in a bunch of piles. Not entirely certain, but either way, a lot of eggs are frothed up. After mating. The egg froth then hardens in the winter to protect the bebe mantises so that they can grow. And then the spring is when nymphs hatch. And they are basically like regular looking praying mantises, but small, tiny, and small.
I'm looking at the photo.
They don't have wings yet, but they essentially look like how a praying mantis looks, but teeny.
Oh, they
and tiny
are
and
teeny.
Yeah, they're weeny, tiny, and small. And they also will eat each other because they're hungry. It's just like if you wake up and you're really hungry and the first thing you see is like a lot of brother and sisters, you might eat one, and that's okay.
Look, I'm just saying that the first thing that came up to my Google search was baby mantis care. Baby how mantis to raise care. A baby mantis.
Baby mantis care. Try don't, to keep, when they hatch, try and move them away from not yet hatched eggs just in case they eat them, is I
just
guess what I've learned.
In case they get the munchies.
By the summer, the nymphs are pretty much adults and they start to grow wings. And then ladies start laying eggs in the fall and we continue the circle of life.
That's so nice.
And so that's pretty much how it is. It's like a year-round thing. Fall, mating, frothy eggs, harden up in the winter to keep eggs safe, hatch into nymphs by the spring, start getting wings in summer, mating-ish by fall.
I'm thinking about, if I'm a praying mantis mother, okay, and I had to mother other praying mantises, but just like for a couple of weeks, you know, or whatever. I don't know. Like I'm simplifying something that's complex, but I'm like, are the terrible twos like for 2 days? Like
the terrible 2 minutes. I don't know.
Like are the horrible teenage years like maybe a week's worth of
really hard
annoyingness? You know,
really? How long does it take to graduate college if you're
what type of degrees are they offering? And what's the school system like? What's the
political
system?
Do you even
system?
Bother to get a job because you're basically old enough to retire by the time you've really branched out into full adulthood?
How old do you have to be to vote? Like
a lot of
how old do you have to be to run for office?
Iowa State University Extension and Outreach didn't answer any of these questions. So
we can move on from my ridiculous questions.
It would, I think we can all agree that it would be a crime for me to not touch on the famed mating habits of female praying mantises.
Glad you do,
correct?
We need to
because
talk
this
about
is
it.
A smut podcast and we're talking about the praying mantis, so like thank you for asking. Of course, I read the PBS article by Joshua Cassidy titled Praying Mantis Hanky Panky is Way Weirder Than You Think.
I love that title.
That's where this info is going to come from. As I said in the title, strong, usually green, independent female praying mantises don't need no man. And this is evidenced by the fact that, in case you didn't know, they will very often eat their mates during or after mating. This incredible PBS article let me know that cannibalism happens in nature like you know, with some frequency in species. It's not an uncommon thing. But sexual cannibalism is less common and does, yes, sound like what Armie Hammer is into. I understand.
Shut the fuck up.
But the lady praying mantises partake sometimes in sexual cannibalism. Quote, sexual cannibalism typically occurs in animals that are predators because they have equipment and predatory drive necessary to kill a potential mate. It's also much more common when one of the sexes is significantly larger than the other. And for mantises, the female tends to be bigger and much stronger.
Oh.
So they're hungry and they're bigger than dudes and they can't help it. So sometimes during and in the middle of mating, female mantis will usually decapitate because it's not her fault. That's how they hunt.
Yeah.
But she will usually, decapitate her male partner after they mate. And also in the event that the lady doesn't eat her mate, he will just kind of fall off of her and fly away when he's done, which is so fucking classic.
Do you think they take it personal when they're not eaten?
Hard to say. I mean, I have to imagine they're probably pretty thrilled to be alive. But I can't speak for the male mantis.
Yeah, that's not your community to speak on, Hope.
It's really not.
How dare I ask you?
Everything that I said alone would have been really crazy, but are you ready for the seismot of it all?
Yeah.
Sometimes a male mate will get decapitated. It happens. Lady's hungry. She's right there. But then he will still continue to mount and initiate mating without a head. What?
You act like I didn't just read a smut book about mantises.
I saw a gif of this in action in this article, and I did not like it.
Oh my God. No, I don't need the visual. I don't need the visual.
You don't. I had it for you. It was bad. The scientist quoted in this article, who is a National University biology professor named Mike Maxwell, calls these males, quote, headless horsemen. So...
Well, let us tell you, we do have expertise on the headless horseman.
Yes.
In fact, just this last fall, we read Riding the Headless Horseman. So
next October, Headless Horseman takes on a new meaning. It's a praying mantis still knocking you up without a head.
The Headless Horseman persona.
Yeah. So this is the end of my research.
No, I am so glad you talked about all this because we will address every single part of this.
Wow. Okay.
So let's jump back in. We have lost Gordon, right?
Gordon. Oh, I'd forgotten. I'm sad all over again.
Yeah. And the next morning, I have to visually
see it. You want to abbreviate it into a fun nickname?
No.
Like Pennyworth or?
No, because I have to put respect on her name, as you mentioned.
That's true.
Book refers to her as Penningforth Lee, I have to too. Like, they never talk about her as Liberty. She is Dr. Penningforth Lee. Okay.
I need to write this down so I can remember all the components of this name.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Dr. Liberty, J.T. Penningforthly the third.
Penningforthly. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. So the next morning, she's so devastated that her dad takes her to go get a new mantis. Where would you go get one? Apparently the pet shop.
Outside.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so this is a British author, very clearly from the writing, and also the fact that she won 27 pounds at the lotto. But,
yeah, that did give it away for me.
Yeah, so, but I'm like, okay, do you guys have mantises over there? Like, I think you probably do, and I'm thinking that I don't know what time of year you're getting. I didn't know pet shops had a mantis section. That's all I'm saying.
I stop at the dogs, so who am I to say?
Girl, that's where I've gotten my kitties, so that's all I care about. So anyway... But she gets another one, and she calls it Gordon 2. Well, he dies after a week.
So yeah, of having the worst name.
She gets another one named Gordon 3, who dies after a month. Fuck. So then she stops naming them Gordon, and the next one is Mr. Mantis, and he lives for years. He lives a long, happy life.
Gordon was like, you cannot replace me. You must find...
I will be the Grim Reaper that comes and... saws their heads off.
There can only be one of me.
Trust me, you'll find out much more about Gordon.
Okay.
So she has her first sexual thought about mantises the day after her 19th birthday.
who didn't the day after their 19th birthday?
She lost her virginity to Gordon. No, not the mantis Gordon, a real man named Gordon.
No.
Oh my God, I can't wait to tell you this story because it's just going to get so much worse.
Okay, Gordon, not mantis.
He's not important. You'll find out that the men in this are not important, okay?
Just like every time.
But having sex with him makes her think about her original Gordon. And that makes
name.
Yes. And that makes her have 7 orgasms that night.
I have a question.
Okay. You didn't even pause with that 7 orgasms, but I'll take your question. Yes.
Well, that I think went without saying.
Yes.
My question was, is this man about to immediately die because he's unfortunately named Gordon?
No, we never talk about Gordon again. The human Gordon. Okay. Okay, so what my next bullet point was going to say was human men are no longer going to cut it for her. Mm-hmm. And while she keeps having sex with men, like at bars or college or mantis con, as you do, she would imagine other mantises like Gordon, okay? Mm.
Emotionally unavailable.
Yeah,
emotionally cheating.
So emotionally unavailable. She actually hooked up. Oh my God, this is one of my many favorite parts of this book.
Okay.
She hooks up with her university lecturer and asks him to wear a mantis mask
yes.
during sex.
Yes.
Which works for a bit, but then it wears off. So then he decides to paint himself green and wore some wings, which then also helped for a while. But then she kind of like dried up on that concept. And their, you know, romance died. And she was like, it's fine. He couldn't even get me off, not even when he made soft mantis clicking sounds in my ear.
First of all, you got to make soft mantis clicking sounds in a lady's ear if you want her to get off.
Sweet nothings.
Second of all, question of clarification. Is this like something that occurred over several dalliances with this man? Or is this in one attempt?
I have no clue. Couldn't tell you. Okay. What I can tell you is...
It's not important, but I was thinking about it.
Yeah, they did break up, so I have to assume it happened a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But it's like everything she does, she'll do it and it'll get her off for a couple orgasms. And then... it'll like wear off for her and she has to another extreme. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she's tried everything and I will list off some of the things she's done.
Okay? Yeah, I'm ready.
She's had sex with a human man while watching David Attenborough documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And
normal.
Then, yes. And then she's had sex at the insect house in the zoo. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bold.
She's also had sex with a man named John Mantis. Yeah.
That one did not work.
No, it didn't. And even had a freelance artist draw fan art of giant mantises fucking her. Only worked for so long.
Creative idea, though. And
yeah.
Good to support independent artists.
We should. AI art is not real art. Support
no.
your local artists.
Get the portrait of a mantis railing you from an independent real-life artist. Thank you. Look it up on Etsy, or maybe don't.
Please make that our intro right now. Document that right now. We're making that our intro. Okay. And if all of this wasn't enough for you, Hope.
It wasn't.
She once got in a bathtub full of mantises,
mm-hmm.
which feels very fear factor to me. But
couldn't be me, but I'm happy for her.
She masturbated so hard that she filled the bathtub with 2 inches of water. And while she got off 14 times, it did drown the mantises.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
It is.
You killed them.
I know. She was like, in my lust and love for them, I killed them.
Not unlike the female praying mantis.
No. So she's literally tried everything she can think of, mm-hmm. but everything dries up. So here she is, 27, single, no prospects, a burden to her parents.
Horny.
No, I'm kidding. And she goes every day to work, works with these beautiful creatures, gets turned on, goes home, and is sad and cries herself to sleep.
Valid.
So one day, specifically a Tuesday, there was a large piece of equipment brought into her lab, like the building, okay? Not her specific lab, but the building she works at.
Sure.
And she asks one of her coworkers about it, and they said, oh, my dear scientist friend, let me just tell you.
This is the Honey I Shrunk the Kids, Ray.
It is an enlargement ray.
Oh, Uno reverse card.
And this is the answer to her prayers. She is like, I can't have sex with tiny insect, make insect bigger, can't have sex with big insect.
Yeah, because the way that big insect would mate and the way that human have sex, the same, probably.
She's a scientist. She works with mantises. That's she knows.
Science.
So she thinks, like, this is the best. She waits for all of her coworkers to leave for the night. And then she went into the lab's online security system and shuts down all the cameras. She's like, we're not making a vid tonight.
No one's allowed to see what I'm about to do to a praying mantis.
No. Then she approaches what she calls the mantis wall, which is a wall of a bunch of tanks for mantises.
As you do.
She gets Gordon 23 from his tank.
Seems like an error based on the history of the lifespans of other Gordons, but I digress.
And I'm going to give you a very long quote, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She notes, quote, he might have been the 23rd Gordon Mantis, but he wasn't 23rd in her heart.
Well.
He was somewhere in the top five, so he would make a good choice to be made big by the ray. Mostly because he was a rather sexy mantis, and Gordon 23 knew it. He didn't so much walk as strut. Dr. Penningforthly knew Gordon 23 had an effect on her. He knew the power he had, and that made him all the sexier.
That manipulative son of a bitch.
I mean, he's been flirting with her. He has been leading her on all of this time.
I'm a woman in STEM. Stop.
I can't even call HR on him. Like,
inappropriate.
How do I call HR on a praying mantis who's given me the sexy eyes?
But then again, just look at him.
I mean, look at him, his little M&M green body.
So alluring.
Mm-hmm. So she pops him on her shoulder like a little parrot, you know, good. We were talking earlier.
Yeah, I support
Where
that.
Where would you put him? You put him on her shoulder. And she's walking to the other lab, which has the ray in it. And as she's walking through the halls, she catches herself, her reflection in a full-length mirror. And she didn't realize that she put her hand down her pants and was already playing with herself as she was like, what? I want you to know. No. Of all the things I've said so far, that's what startles you? I'm sorry.
You walked down the hall. I know the cameras are off and she's alone, but you are at the place you worked. And then you caught your reflection and you were like, oh, when did my hand get in my pants?
I will also note that you did not react the same way when she was in a bathtub drowning mantises with her orgasm juice.
They were very sexy and unfortunately they died.
But she also notes that she masturbates numerous times in the bathroom at work. Because it's so attractive to work with her. Yeah, I know. I know. It's Gordon 23 and his strut. So
you gotta take that at home. You gotta take it home.
Yeah, I know. Then we take a little detour and she admires her boobs and describes them as, quote, two strawberry jellies, incredible wibbly wobbly breasts.
I'm gonna assume like jello, and that's some British people talk.
No, I mean like, yes, a little jello. Would you describe your boobs as wibbly wobbly?
Kinda, a little bit.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying.
A little bit.
I mean, yeah, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, feeling called out on the pod.
I think you have great breasts. Anyway, yes.
When she,
thank you. I do love my breasts. So when she gets to the lab that has the big machine in it, she acknowledges that it looks a bit like a big penis. And then she's like, doesn't turn me on at all. She's like, doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't look like that good mantis dick.
Yeah, obviously. So she puts Gordon 23 on the platform and then kind of just knows how to work the ray. She's like, I mean, was it difficult? Yeah, but like, I'm so smart, so like, I just set up the ray, you know. Mm-hmm. I just did it. I just
kind of took a look at it and was like, this makes sense.
Jiggled this handle, I pushed a couple buttons, and then there's a blinking light that says shoot. Okay. So then this is, again, another quote about her boobs. Quote, it flashed on and off to the same beat as her heart, which jiggled her tits like they were big bags of custard.
I like all the dessert references.
No, for not being about food, it's very interesting. I love them. Yeah, we're making a lot of food references. M&M's, custard, jellies, custard. Restaurants with your mantis. So when she hits the button, all sorts of noises go off and she passes out. Okay.
Okay.
Would you like to guess what's going to happen next?
I mean, I hope that she wakes up in the arms of her beloved Gordon the 23rd?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I hope that's what happens. Is 23rd correct?
Yes, 23rd.
Good for me.
yes. So she wakes up and her eyes are burning, so she starts rubbing them. But then they burn even more.
Oh, no.
It's like she's being stabbed by knives. When she finally looks around, she realizes she's in the lab, but everything is massive around her. So she takes a few steps forward.
Honey, I shrunk the Dr. Liberty J.T. Penning's fourthly the third.
So she takes one step forward and then another step forward and then another step forward and then another step forward. Ruthie was like, that's explicit. This is going to be like
absolutely unacceptable. No walking is allowed.
Heathen.
No.
Well, she was like, I don't remember having 4 feet. That's crazy.
That is
and she
crazy.
Looks down and realizes she was a mantis.
How did it happen? It wasn't a mantis ray. It was a make very big ray.
Well, that was the rumor. She doesn't know for sure. She just heard it from a friend.
It was the mantis ray the whole time.
I don't know if it was a like projection ray, like whatever was in front of it, it turned you into, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Or what. But by having the realization that she was a mantis, she proceeds to have an extreme orgasm that knocks her off her 6 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
So, sure. And do you know who's waiting for her?
Well, I hope it's her beloved.
Yes.
Jordan the 23rd.
Quote from behind Dr. Penning Fourthly, there was an almighty scream, like the type of scream you scream when you step on a Lego brick while you're pleasuring yourself with anal beads that you left in the microwave for too long.
Exactly like that extremely relatable that scenario that
all
happens
the time.
To everyone. It's all the time.
It's such an inconvenience, but it happens to the best of us. So Gordon 23 is ready for a good time. As good. We know, she's a scientist. So she knows a lot about mantises, but she is shocked to discover that mantises apparently like to make out because they are swapping insectoid moisture mm-hmm. and also providing each other with oral sex by just slobbering on each other's genitals.
Which
crazy.
Makes sense because surely they have genitals.
Well, they have to if they're going to bang.
I don't know that bugs quite work in that same way, but we'll proceed.
Just proceed. I didn't do the research. You did. You should have looked this up. Do they have genitals or not?
You didn't ask me to research the genitalia of a praying mantis. I'll see what I can find in the next 3 minutes.
So she describes his insect hood as a green crayon, and it tasted like dirt and beetroot.
It didn't have to taste like anything. I'm just going to put that out there. I appreciate that you gave us a flavor because sometimes we do ask. But in this specific scenario with the praying mantis, it didn't actually have to have any flavor at
Look,
all.
Look, it's an A for effort. It's a extra credit assignment, it feels like, to give us that when we never asked. She obviously orgasms after having a wonderful time doing all of these fun positions with him. I mean, they are doing doggy. They are doing missionary, like loving, slow, sensual missionary. And then they're banging it out in doggy style. And then they're doing reverse cowgirl. I mean, literally.
It's crazy how many poses he knows.
Yeah. No. And literally she loses count how many climaxes she has. And that says something for her because
one time she had 7.
One time she had 14 and drowned his fellow man. Okay.
In at least an inch, possibly two of liquids.
Of yes. But this man or mantis has so much stamina. Like he will not stop. Okay. But after going at it for an undefined amount of time, Gordon 23 starts nibbling at her antennae. And he better
don't.
Yeah, which she's kind of irritated about and like kind of whacks him and is like, don't do that. But then he keeps doing it. And in fact, he takes a bite right out of the top of her head. And she realizes, oh my God, How could I forget? I have to eat him. Oh my God, that's so inconvenient. And she was like, I realized he wasn't trying to hurt me. He was just trying to remind me of my female duties. So, you know, she's super, super sad. Okay. But uh-huh. they knew it was time. They're both still banging, by the way. And like, they're looking at each other. And she was like, I saw in his eyes, he was ready. It's the circle of life, you know? And so as a single tear runs down her face and he continues to perform, she bites off his head.
That's beautiful.
But don't worry. He thrusts until the last second.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, you, Gordon 23rd. Yes. Did you look him an answer?
They do have genitalia, but then it seemed like it was really complicated to explain, so I don't have time
for that. Okay, well, they have to have some reproductive organ, so.
I just kind of didn't think it would be, like, a penis. I guess I just kind of figured they would have, like, a hole from which they would spray.
Interesting.
Their stuff on some frothy eggs. I don't know, man. I don't know what I thought. I didn't think it would be a crayon.
Well, she does describe at one point, like towards the beginning, that like obviously the women bite the heads off and will eat their partners, but also that like, you know, their stuff goes, the male stuff goes into their canal and like fertilizes the eggs within her before she lays them. Release
in that foamy way I described earlier.
So we are about to finish the book. Do you want to guess how it ends?
Well, if it ends like my research, sometime in the spring, there will be little fucking, what did I call them? Little fucking buddies. Little fucking, I wanted to say Faye, and that's incorrect.
No,
little,
but
it was a very, there. Little nymphs.
Nymphs.
Little fairies.
What did I forget?
Little bridge trolls.
Well, she's sitting there in mantis form, mourning the loss of her lover.
Yeah.
Terry, the cleaner, comes into the lab and he notices her on the floor and picks her up and she's like freaking out and she's like, oh, wait, hold on. I've got to go back to my normal form.
They're going to science on her.
Wait. Oh, no. And then he puts her in, he goes to the mantis wall and puts her into a tank. But unfortunately or fortunately, he puts her in the wrong tank. It's a tank full of a dozen or so men. And we end with this quote. If mantises had lips, Dr. Penningfortley would have used them to smile.
That's beautiful. You want to know why that's beautiful?
Why?
Because a female praying mantis will mate with several males.
I know. That's what, I mean, I think that's what she's getting at. It's like, I'm about to fuck my way through this tank.
It's probably for like survivability or maybe some like genetic diversity among their little nymph children, but they will have multiple partners and maybe she'll snack them all. So she'll be so well fed. Until she dies in the winter.
Do you think they give birth to more male mantises than female mantises because they are eating all the men?
Possibly.
So it feels like Darwinism at its finest. I looked up
and saw that sometimes the males will attack females as well. Maybe just not as often because that's not conducive to staying alive forever. But I think that because they're having so many eggs, I don't know that there's necessarily more that are male, but I think that it helps kind of recoup for the fact that that they get eaten.
Yeah, they work on themselves. That's what matters.
Yeah.
So that is our book. That is the end. How do you feel?
I'm thrilled.
Don't you see why? That was mantises having sex.
Yes.
That was not humans. That was not shapeshift. I mean, technically, a human turning into a mantis
is sort of a shapeshifter, but using science.
Yeah.
But that's, we don't have to get into that.
No, this was so crazy to me. First of all, again, this is a 25-page book. It is so fast to read. I read it in like 15 minutes. Please read it. It's on Kindle Unlimited. It's hilarious. Like the writing form was so funny, again, because it was like, do we need to describe how she knew how to work the ray? Absolutely not. No. But I'm going to tell you that it was a Tuesday that ray came in. And it was the day after her 19th birthday.
Yep.
You know, like all these random little fun facts that you're like, that's so funny and quirky.
It's the facts that matter.
Yeah. So I will also note one thing that was interesting about your research translating to my book was that you said that typically the females are bigger than the males.
Yes.
But when she describes seeing Gordon 23 in her mantis form, how big he was compared to her. So look, MJ, I just got to let you know that that would be factually incorrect. She would have to be bigger. So anyway,
the inaccuracies are inaccuracying. No, it totally doesn't matter. Would you like to see the picture that I've drawn?
Yes, more than anything. Wait, which one did you draw? Did you draw her or him?
You're going to find out in a moment when I show
you. Oh, shit.
So this is what I've drawn.
As you can see, that looks so good.
Mine is scientifically accurate. So the very big one is her.
Oh,
and this
yeah.
is obviously the Ray. And then yeah. this is Gordon the 23rd.
No, that's so good, Hope. I think that's the best yet.
Thank you.
You add color in there too.
I have acrylic paint pens left over from my St. Patrick's Day wreath I decorated.
That's so fun. I
They're
love
specifically
it.
Green, so no other drawing will look this good.
Well, and I did think to myself, I did pick this because it was green. Green. Yes.
So green.
I know I should have probably picked some leprechaun or like
too simple
St. Patty's Day.
Too on
but
the
I
nose.
Was like, you know what? Spring. Insects have been coming into my house. I don't know about you, but
spring has sprung and so are we.
Yes, so is the mantis. Okay, so diversity, we didn't really get any descriptors, which I think is lovely because then you can just imagine who you want to imagine.
Anyone you want can have sex with. Well, anyone you want can get turned into a praying mantis and then yes. have sex with a praying mantis.
Yes. So. Plot, 5 out of 5. I'm sorry.
You
just bring in a random ray. And then you accidentally make her small. And then by the end of it, she's in a tank. Because I thought to myself, how are they going to end this? She's just going to go live in this. No, they put her in a tank with a bunch of other men.
And I assume she will adopt the life cycle of a praying mantis, which means she's dead by winter, but she will have had a really good time
prior to winter. Yes, yes. So I'm giving it a 5. What are you giving it?
Yeah, 5. I mean, I don't even think we need to do this part. I'm going to give it 5s for everything.
Yeah, yeah. No, the smut, I have to give a 5. It was so yeah. locomotive. I can't.
So locomotive.
But tell me, she gets in a bathtub full of them and drowns them with her own liquid.
She didn't know she was going to come that hard. Whose fault could that possibly be?
She had sex with John Mantis, for crying out loud. She had.
That we thought could be a viable option, and it turns out it wasn't.
She tried everything. She tried everything.
She tried it all. That one guy, I assume it was over multiple hookups in a relationship, but I like to think that in one instance of hooking up, he started with a mask. At first it was hot, and then she kind of petered out of it, and he was like, hang on, let me paint my whole body green. Just like, stay there for a minute while I paint my whole body green. And we tried this again, and it's just like hours of trying and
progressively getting worse.
One time.
Yes. And also very descriptive of what sex between two mantises would be like. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did oral, but they were really just slobbering on each other. I mean, that's really because, like, I guess their moisture that comes out of them is like, I don't know. She was describing it. I didn't quite understand it. Doesn't matter. I'm going to, there's a link there for you to give a good look at this cover.
Wow.
I think, again, 5s across the board.
I love this. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good. So,
I love, yeah. No, you go ahead.
So what is happening here? At the top, we have MJ Edwards. We have, in small font, a whole new species of sexiness. And then we have mating with the mantis. That part's uninteresting. The image behind it is a praying mantis, a photo, just like a real picture of a praying mantis. And then and he's got his like arms up. You know, prey style, and then superimposed under him, and unfortunately, a large part of her forehead is missing. I can tell.
Yes,
is a woman who is nude, like covering her breasts with her hand, and probably also covering her crotch with her hand, based on how her hands are. Just kind of looking off to the side. She is not a praying mantis. She's just a naked lady with her hair like in a bun, and there's just a little dent in her head. Where I can tell an erase tool in Photoshop slipped in a way that I relate to and love so much.
My favorite part is that she's in the mantis's arms.
Also, I should clarify too that the way that they are positioned is such that like the little mandible mouth of the praying mantis is sort of like on top of her head, but like in her hair, almost to suggest like a little mantis kiss.
Yeah.
But also kind of like biting her head.
Yeah. Maybe biting her head off.
Possibly biting her head.
As he does. I'm giving this a 5. I would ask nothing else from it. You also a 5?
Yeah, I blew through this whole writing process with 5 across.
100%. That is certified fresh, ladies, gents, and friends. I am ecstatic that we both... I think this is the first time you and I both have given 100% to something.
We should have confetti.
Congratulations, MJ. This is so exciting. I know that we are just an itty bitty little literary podcast, but I think that this is something you should like hang on your wall or something.
Yeah, we love it.
Like it's get it printed off. We will send you something to print off if you would like to.
We will send you my drawing.
Contact us. well, what is your say smut moment? I mean, like there were so many. I think we kind of talked about them already.
You're going to think it's stupid because a woman turned into a praying mantis, but it was when she looked down the hallway, caught her reflection, was like, did I start masturbating?
That was also mine.
I just wrote hands in all caps under.
And also she says during that part, she was like, I have time to, she was like, no, stay on track, Dr. Penningforthly. I need to.
That's hard.
Yeah, she refers to herself as Dr. Penningforthly. Well,
she puts respect on her own name. She worked for that. Look,
if I had a PhD, I would also only refer to myself as Dr. Sarah. So anyway, she's like, I'll have time later to like appreciate my breasts. I've got to go now. And like,
now's not the time for breast appreciation.
She never appreciated her breasts again because she didn't have them again.
But yeah, she couldn't have known that she would no longer have them.
I know. I was like, okay, foreshadowing. I see what you're doing here.
There's time for boobs later.
There are time for my breasts later. We've got things to do. No, of course, the bathtub scene really got me.
That is also crazy. Because I didn't mean to skip over it.
I think in my brain, I think to myself, okay, they run into this object that they want to have sex with. They've always secretly wanted to have sex with. Uh-huh. They then find a way to make them human in some way, shape, or form. And they have sex with them. And whether they end up together or they're satisfied and go separate ways, that's the formula we typically work with.
True.
That was not the formula of this
book. There was a lot of trying and trying again.
Yes. Yes.
I would like to spend some time reflecting on the typical size of a bathtub and how much liquid would need to be in the bottom of a bathtub to fill it up 2 inches to drown. Because
he orgasmed 14 times.
I understand that, but have you sat in a bathtub before?
Yes, but I'm saying that's that so she's much hydrated. She is so hydrated. Okay. Okay. She went
not
in
anymore.
There,
she's not. Out.
She probably passed out afterward. Had to do like an IV. She was like, no, it's been a crazy weekend. You
passed
guys.
Out, woke up, surrounded by dead praying mantises.
Oh, that's so sad. It was probably like it was so sexy to her, but then like from the POV of the mantises, it was bad. Like a horror film. It was like a bad version of Jaws.
Very
like,
bad. Yeah.
Anyway, well, that is our book. And you can find us if you so choose on TikTok, Instagram. And I was about to say Twitter. We are not on Twitter. I'm not going to act like we are. At Say Smut Podcast. Additionally, we'd love to hear your book recommendations. Send those our way via email at saysmutpodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, if you wanted to pop us a rating or review of also certified fresh 100% on the podcast platform of your choosing, we would love that. That is it, folks. And look, know what you like. Like what you do.
Mm-hmm. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Try again. Take care of Mother Nature. She'll take care of you.
And hey, don't forget to eat the head of your mate after you're done, or he might start to eat yours instead.
Or, hey, if you hear office gossip about a ray, maybe double check with some other sources to make sure it's going to do what you think it's going to do. You know,
really read the manual on all science rays at work before you point it at anyone and use it. That's just that's just common sense.
Stay smutty.
Goodbye.